This audio, spoken by an AI-generated voice, was created using the Pro version of TTS Maker. TTS Maker website, www.ttsmaker.com. Although attribution of the text-to-audio source is optional under TTS Maker's Terms of Service, I choose to attribute. The blog text was published on May 20, 2021. Introduction. I attended a webinar at the end of April which discussed two related topics. On April 26, 2021, the National Center on Advancing Person-Centered Practices and Systems presented a webinar about people with disabilities and disaster planning. The topic was Strengths-Based Planning for Worst-Case Scenarios, the Role of Person-Centered Planning in Disaster Preparedness. Although the website of the organization presenting this webinar states their events are recorded, I could not find an event archive anywhere. In this blog post, I will summarize what I learned. Disabilities Overview. The Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, requires access to programs and services. The Rehabilitation Act of 1973 requires that recipients of federal funds be accessible to people with disabilities. This includes program accessibility, effective communication, and physical accessibility. Disability statistics were then discussed. According to a presenter, there are 2 million Americans with disabilities in congregate settings. 19 countries have signed and 175 have ratified the International Treaty on the Rights of People with Disabilities. The U.S. has not ratified the treaty. Community resilience means preparing for disasters and bouncing back in a timely manner. The presentation then focused on the perspective of an individual with a disability. Perspective from a person with disability. The second presenter, who is deafblind, pointed out that some businesses are not knowledgeable about accommodations. Captioning is not always accessible for all people who are deaf. For example, some deafblind people require tactile captioning. Transcripts can help people with disabilities access information. The presentation then focused on disaster preparedness. Disaster planning. The third presenter focused on community resilience. This includes access to food, evacuation plans, accessible transportation, and access to durable medical equipment. It is important for communities, families, and providers to be prepared for emergencies considering needs of everyone. It was recommended by the presenter that at least one person with disability be part of community preparedness planning. Collaboration is essential. Communication is also crucial. Communication during emergencies. Multiple communication methods for preparedness and response are important, not just using one. There was also agreement that people with disabilities know their needs better than anyone else. An accommodation for one person is not necessarily the answer for someone else. In other words, different people have different needs. Some resources were provided during the presentation. Online resources. The first resource mentioned during the presentation is one which I have known about for years. Ready.gov provides emergency preparedness toolkits. The second resource was new to me. Project Red from Texas A&M University focuses on information about disaster preparedness. While reviewing the Project Red site after the webinar, I noticed that information is categorized based on type of disability. This can help narrow down information based on specific disabilities. Finally, the Federal Emergency Management Agency offers emergency preparedness information for individuals and communities. Bottom line, educating yourself to prepare is important, and this can be accomplished through resources. Question for readers. As a person with a disability, how do you prepare for future challenges? I will return with another article.